What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
And now if you heard the last segment, we are about to speak with a woman who apparently needs no introduction, apparently is an icon. So you've heard of like
legend
Kobe or Shaq or like, it's, I think it's just Lisa now. I'm MJ. Not even sure. She icons don't have last names.
I think she goes by the
last name. That's okay.
No,
you just go by the Sherb, right?
Yeah. Lisa Sherber. You have to feel pretty good about yourself after watching Mila kind of give just the hand gesture. Like there's nobody better. You're the best. You're an icon. You're a legend.
Oh.
We will introduce you, though. You're the director of patient and family programs, the Jimmy Fund Clinic and the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute. You do a lot of amazing work. Your reputation, just so you know, for everybody in this world precedes you. But what was that like for you to see that in person?
I mean, you love it,
yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. It's sort of because these families mean the world to us, and I have a whole team right beside me all the time. And I think every time one of those compliments comes to me, it goes to all of them, you know, from our patient family programs team, the child life specialists, the music therapists, the resource room, all of that. It's that those compliments go right there. Our nurses, doctors, all of it.
So obviously in the case of that family, the Cabreros, you know, the dad says, like, you know, you get up and you have to do these things, you know, because you have to, like, whether it's driving to the appointment, taking care of the kids, like, that's what they have to do. And you guys are helping them accomplish the seemingly impossible and making it not only just almost effortless, but positive as well. But I think, I think a lot of listeners would like to know, how do you do it? Where do you find this endless well of positivity and energy? Because it matters. It really, yeah. really matters.
I mean, I've been at the Jimmy Fund Clinic at Dana-Farber for 33 years. I have the same passion, the same excitement, the same love for what I do as I did when I first started. So that's pretty amazing. I love that. We just work with an amazing team, you know, that are just, they don't get maybe the sort of the words that are thrown at that I get sometimes, but they're doing amazing work. And how I do it is just seeing their smiles. You know, honestly, I mean, it sounds so corny, but it's so true. It's like when I walk into the Jimmy Fund Clinic and I see, you know, a new family, you're like, oh, you think in your head, what can we do for them? Like, what are some of the programs that we have that will help them? And if we don't have anything that will help them, what can we do? What can we create? Like, I don't think we're ever finished. You know, and that's where all of these funds, you know, most of it goes to research, which is so important, but a lot of it goes to sort of allow us to sort of do programs that will really touch every child, every young adult that walks through that clinic. And
touch them immediately. The one thing I've noticed is while they know they're going there to be treated, initially the treatment may actually make them feel worse, and it may be 9 months, a year, 2 years. What you and your staff can do is potentially immediate for the whole family that day. Make them feel better for that hour, that day. And Steve said it. It's, you know, the treatment is one thing. It's the people that matter. And I think that's poignant, how quickly you can impact them, almost more quickly than the incredible science that is at work.
Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, our jobs are, they're fairly easy. You just have to be kind and you have to sort of just meet the patient, meet the parent where they are, right? So we meet them. We have no expectations whatsoever. We're really just looking at them as how can we help you?
Mm-hmm.
And so the programs that we have, whether they're for the teenagers, where we take them away, whether they're for the tweens that are sort of that tough group, the 9 to 12, and or they're for the little kids, or, you know, we do a caregiver retreat where the parents, we just took them here in a huge suite for 50 parents to sort of get away, because what's important is these parents are the foundation, right? And so if we don't take care of the foundation, then the child's going to suffer. If we don't bring these parents together, similar to what we do with the teenagers, so they can connect with other parents and just share their journey with other parents that really get it. That was really fulfilling to see that, and to sort of see the parents just leave the suite and maybe go get a beverage together and come back and just be laughing and sharing numbers. I mean, it really was an old person teen event, and it was great, and that's something that we're going to continue to do. And I think that's really important because we make those parents stronger, and that means they can help their child.
Over the course of your 33 years, what have you been most impressed by? What have you, like, what advancement, what achievement? I mean, I'm sure every day, you just, when you see these things, you must just feel a measure of gratitude. But, mm-hmm. you know, their lives are roller coasters. I'm sure yours is as well. But what have you been most impressed by that you guys have accomplished?
I mean, I think just watching the research is huge. You know, when I started, I think of some of the kids that were diagnosed, and there really wasn't a lot of hope. I think what's happened over the years is the research has provided so much hope, you know, so much. So when a family is called in on a day one talk where mm-hmm. they're finding out their child has a cancer, they're actually being told for some of these cancers that the protocol is 2 years. This is what we're going to do. This is the cure rate. But in my little head, I'm thinking if you're given a 90% cure rate, that sounds really good when you deal with numbers. But you really want to know the 10%. I wanted to say a bad word. I so did. That's not enough. You know,
yep.
So I feel like even though I've seen incredible progress, and we have the most talented doctors. I mean, our doctors in the Jimmy Fund Clinic, I can speak of because I know them. They're just not just brilliant, but they're able to sort of reach these families in such a different way, because you're not just working with the patient, you're working with the child, their parents, sometimes their grandparents, their aunts and uncles. It's the whole family. And so I've seen just incredible medical breakthroughs. I've seen just, you know, even things to help with nausea and sort of those kinds of things. And our programs, I mean, when I started, I literally sat at a play table and painted with the kids. Mm-hmm. That was it. You know, and to sort of see what's grown is amazing.
Along those lines, I was thinking it must help you stay young being around kids and tweens and teenagers all the time, but it also must be challenging because just raising my own kids, things change at a fast pace in those age groups, and what is cool or appropriate or trendy or going to work can change like that. So how do you keep up with all of that?
Yeah, so I'm so not cool.
Are you on TikTok and stuff?
Yeah, like, I am so not cool. I'm old. So I have a very nice, wonderful young staff that will keep me young. My kids are in those 20s, you know, so they sort of will sort of like, Mom, that's not
cool anymore.
It's not cool, Mom. So I do. They definitely keep me young, but I can definitely relate to the parents so much better.
Yep.
I can sort of, you know, and I don't think you have to be young to sort of help a child through this. And that's what's really cool about it. You know, it's sort of play, music. It reaches all levels. And that's the magic of what we do. So I'm just incredibly privileged to sort of be here.
And what's next? We have the new facility opening up soon as well.
Yeah, in like 4 to 5 years. I mean, that's huge.
Yep.
That's huge. It's sort of, I just see positive things ahead. You know, I had one mom say to me once where we were at the summer festival, which is a large party for 3,000. She just came up and she goes, thanks so much for just bringing us pockets of joy.
Mm.
And I thought that was like really an amazing kind of thing. And I felt the same way of what kids give us each day as staff. And, you know, we've got little pockets here and they're just giving us, you know, you look at Roman and Mila.
Awesome.
I mean, that was just, they just filled your pocket with joy.
Absolutely.
Right? Like you're going to take that. 100%, and that's what we get every day at the Jimmy Fund Clinic. You know, we get the joy, the magic. Yes, there's sadness and there's tough days, but I think we just
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio happening now, connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Jen, grab the joy.
All right, she is Lisa Sherber. She's the Director of Patient and Family Programs, the Jimmy Fund Clinic and Dana-Farber Cancer Institute. She's a bringer of joy, pockets of joy. She fills them. Appreciate you joining us.
Thank you guys so
and
much.
Good luck with everything moving forward.
Thank you.
Keep bringing the energy.
Keep bringing
You got it.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.